Department of Social Services, Medi-Cal Rights and Responsibilities. You have the responsibility to give the county all information needed to determine your eligibility. Give the county proof of the information you have when it's needed. Report any changes required, and the county will give you information about what, where, and how to report. Fully cooperate with county, state, and federal personnel if your case is selected for review or investigation to ensure that your eligibility and benefit level were correctly figured. Failure to cooperate in these reviews will result in a loss of your benefits. You have the right to have an interpreter provided by the state at no cost if you need one. Have information given to the county kept confidential, unless directly related to the administration of county programs. Withdraw your application at any time prior to the county determining eligibility. Ask for help to fill out your application or help getting the proof that you need and get an explanation of the rules. Be treated with courtesy, consideration, and respect, and not be discriminated against. Be interviewed in a reasonable amount of time by the county when you apply and have your eligibility determined within 45 days. Get at least 10 days to give the county proof that is needed to make a determination of eligibility. Discuss your case with the county and review your case when asked to do so. Ask for a state hearing within 90 days if you do not agree with the county about your case. If you ask for a hearing before an action on your case takes place, your benefits will stay the same until the hearing or the end of your certification period, whichever is earlier. You can ask the county to let your benefits change until after the hearing to avoid having to pay back any overpaid benefits. If the administrative law judge rules in your favor, the county will give you back any benefits that were cut. Ask about your hearing rights or for legal aid referral at the toll-free number 1-800-952-5253. Or for hearing impaired, use 1-800-952-8349. You may get free legal help at your local legal aid or welfare rights office. Bring a friend or someone with you to the hearing if you do not want to go alone. Get help from the county to register to vote. You are also giving the Medi-Cal agency the right to pursue and get medical support from a spouse or parent. If you think that cooperating to collect medical support will harm you or your children, you could tell the Medi-Cal agency and you may not have to cooperate. All right, program rules and penalties. You are committing a crime if you give false or wrong information or do not give all of the information on purpose to try to get Medi-Cal that you're not eligible to receive or help someone else get benefits they're not eligible to receive. Important information for non-citizens. You can apply for and get health care for people who are eligible, even if your family includes others who are not eligible. For example, immigrant parents may apply for health care for their U.S. citizen or qualified immigrant children, even though the parents may not be eligible. The immigration status of non-citizens who are eligible and apply for benefits will be checked by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Federal law states that USCIS cannot use the information for anything else except cases of fraud. Opting out. You do not have to give immigration information, social security numbers, or documents for any non-citizen family members who are not applying for benefits. The county will need to know their income and resource information to correctly determine your household benefits. The county will not contact USCIS about the people who don't apply for benefits. Use of social security numbers. For Medi-Cal, we need your social security number if you want health coverage and have a social security number. Providing your social security number can be helpful if you don't want health coverage too, since it can speed up the application process. We use social security numbers to check your income and other information to see who's eligible for help with health coverage costs. If someone wants help getting a social security number, call 1-800-772-1213 or visit the website www.socialsecurity.gov. Reporting. Every household that gets benefits must report certain changes. Your county will tell you what changes to report, how to report them, and when to report them. Failure to report the changes may result in your benefits being lowered or stopped. You can also report if things happen that may increase your benefits, such as getting less income. State hearings. You may have the right to a state hearing if you do not agree with any action taken regarding your application or your ongoing benefits. You can request a state hearing within 90 days of the county's action, and you must tell us why you want a hearing. The approval or denial notice you receive from the county will have information on how to request an appeal. If you ask for a hearing before the action appears, you may be able to keep your Cash-Aid and CalFresh benefits the same until a decision is made. Privacy Act and Disclosure. You are giving personal information in the application. The county uses that information to see if you're eligible for benefits. If you do not give the information, the county may deny your application. You may have a right to review, change, or correct any information that you gave the county. The county will not show your information or give it to others unless you give them permission or federal and state laws allow them to do so. The county will verify this information through computer matching programs, including income and earning verification systems. This information will be used to monitor compliance with program regulations and for program management. The county may share this information with other federal and state agencies for official examination, with law enforcement officials for the purpose of arresting persons fleeing to avoid the law, and with private claims collections agencies for claims collections actions. The county may verify immigration status of a household applying for benefits by contacting the USCIS. Information the county gets from these agencies may affect your eligibility and level of benefits. The county will use the information from your application to check your eligibility for help with paying for health coverage. The county will check your answers using the information in state and federal electronic databases and databases from the IRS, Social Security Administration, Department of Homeland Security, and/or a consumer reporting agency. If the information doesn't match, the county may ask you to send proof. Non-discrimination. It is the state and county's policy that all people be treated equally and with respect and dignity. In accordance with federal law and the U.S. Department of Agriculture policy, discriminating on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, age, religion, political beliefs, or disabilities is strictly prohibited. To file a complaint of discrimination, either contact your county's civil rights coordinator or write or call the USDA at Office of Civil Rights in Room 326W in the Whitten Building, 1400 Independence Avenue in Washington, D.C., 20250. The phone number is 1-202-720-5964. To contact the California Department of Social Services Civil Rights Bureau, you can mail to P.O. Box 94423 MS 8-16-70, Sacramento, California 94244, or call toll free at 1-866-741-6241. The USDA is an equal opportunity employer. For Medi-Cal and healthcare. For Medi-Cal, you'll receive a benefit identification card. Sign your BIC card when you get it and use it only when necessary to get healthcare services. Never throw your BIC card away unless we give you a new one. You need to keep your BIC even if you stop getting Medi-Cal. You can use the same BIC card if you get Cash-Aid or Medi-Cal again. Take your BIC card to your medical provider when you or a family member is sick or has an appointment. Take the card to your medical provider who treated you or your family in an emergency situation as soon as possible after the emergency. For other health care programs, you will receive a health plan card from your particular carrier. Thank you.